Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AUREUS medical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
What are we doing right now? Describe the scene, because it's chaotically chaotic.
All right, so if you can imagine the scene, we have 12 cars, 12 tables.
Pit crew. It's just the big pit.
It's the pit crew. It's the pits of the university. We have 12 tables with 12 cars. So we have everything from, we have two different types of cars. We have Corvettes and we have Land Rovers or Range Rovers.
We go high end here with the Go Baby Go.
Yeah, the Range Rovers are actually two-seaters as well, which is really cool. And we have the girl range.
Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AUREUS medical.com.
Different cars. 12 families are leaving with these today.
We will have 12 children who will be driving these cars around our department, and those families will take those cars home with them. It's a brand new lease of life for the kids. These kids are going to be able to go out today, tomorrow. When they go to the park, no longer are the kids going to be confined to wherever their parents push them in their wheelchair. The parents are now going to have to run after their kids because the kids can drive wherever they want to drive to.
I like that a lot. All right, we're going to be checking with you throughout the day. Hopefully, we've got no disasters. So we'll be careful with the power tools.
Yes, sounds awesome.
So why don't we just introduce yourself to the world. Who are we talking with?
This is Daphne Birdsinger, mother of, as we call him, Prince Clifford.
Prince Clifford. I like that a lot. And he is right now, he's half napping or something, right? He's just kind of taking a chill.
Yeah, he is getting ready for his big day.
Yeah. So how long you guys been waiting for this? You guys been, there's 12 families we're working on today, and we're going to follow Clifford through right now. He's in his chair right now, but he's going to be in his ride, his wheels, in a couple of hours. So how long you guys been waiting for this? How long ago did you find out you're going to be part of Go Baby Go?
Well, I think it was a couple months ago. His PT and my sister, who is also a PT, let me know about the Go Baby Go program. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. He'd actually had some experience in a little electric car that was floating around at one of the PT gyms. And as soon as we sat him in it, his eyes just perked up and he loves the movement, but he doesn't have experience a lot with moving around. And I think he likes the sound of the motor.
He's a dude.
He is a dude. So we actually got to borrow this little car and take it home. And so I had to hold him up. You know, there's no support. And so when I found out that they had this workshop where they'll be able to, for him to actually fit in it, I just got really excited.
So tell everybody about Clifford.
Clifford is just about 17 months old. He was born actually with a very rare condition called pontocerebellar hyperplasia, which just means that parts of his brain were underdeveloped. Part of the brain that was underdeveloped is the part that controls muscle, controls breathing, swallowing. So he's actually the majority of the time on a ventilator. But he has improved so much in the last few months where we're actually able to take him off the ventilator and use a pacemir, which just helps with him, his swallowing and stuff too. That's him beeping in the background. Because of the being able to take him off the ventilator, that's actually really opened up a whole new world of being able to sit in a car.
Mobility, yeah.
Exactly. And we can do a lot more physical therapy and movement stuff with him. We're taking him everywhere with us now. And, you know, our philosophy is that we just want this kid to experience as much as he possibly can. You know, if we're doing something, we take Clifford. And this event is so cool because it's just going to give Clifford one more thing. I mean, his cousin is going to be so jealous.
That's what we've heard before. We had Dr. Cole Galloway on the show a few months ago talking about Go Baby Go, and it's just been getting bigger and bigger since we talked with him. He talks about that a lot, as siblings or friends are now jealous. Like, I want, why don't I get a car? And what kind of car are we making today?
Well, I heard that it's a black Corvette. Yeah.
Kid's getting a black Corvette, 17 months.
Red? Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to have a lot of people jealous, including Dad.
Tell me something else about Clifford. What's he like? What's he into? I mean, I can see he's a Texas A&M fan.
Yes, he is. Born into that. He loves watching football with his dad. You know, he loves music, and his hearing is one of his strengths. His eyesight is developing. Technically, he's got cortical visual impairment. His eyes function, but the connection with his brain, we're not quite sure what he interprets. So things that are bright colors are awesome.
So like, that red on the Corvette is going to pop, yeah.
Car is really good. And he also plays with, we call it a Big Mac, so it's a button that he has learned how to push, and that is one of his favorite toys. So we'll record Dad or me or some
music. That's great.
On it, and then he'll push it. You know, I never thought that I'd get annoyed with him playing with something. He'll push that over and over and over and over and over. That's one of the things he loves, is just hearing things. He loves bouncing around. We have a little yoga ball that we put him on and bounce. Hold on.
And then once we get him in this car, and I think he's waking up a little bit. Hi there, buddy.
Hi, Clifford.
And he is adorable.
Yeah, he's got big blue eyes.
Yeah.
With eyelashes that are,
Women would pay lots of money for eyelashes that long. So we're going to check in throughout the day with you, with Clifford, with the rest of your pit crew, and just talk about, just introduce who else is on the pit crew real quick.
My husband, Shane.
He's in there drilling right now, power tools.
Working hard right now. And my sister, who is also a physical therapist with Children's Hospital. So
she's a graduate of Marymount University,
yes, too. Yes, uh-huh. His physical therapist is floating around here today, Catherine. Rondi, I don't know if she's going to be on our build team, but also that's his occupational therapist.
We got a bunch of Marymount University PT students on the crew. So, all right, well, we're going to check in with Team Clifford throughout the day. I'm going to be snapping some pictures of the car because right now it's in a million pieces, but it's not going to be soon. And then we're going to take some hot laps, as they call it in NASCAR. We're going to get around this building here at Marymount. So check it in throughout the day. It's Go Baby Go with the PT Pinecast. We just met Clifford, and now we're talking to Clifford's aunt. Introduce yourself to the world, to other PTs, because you're one of us.
I am. Hi, I'm Natalia Veal. I'm a physical therapist, but most importantly, the aunt of Clifford.
I like how you led with that. Yeah, most importantly, the aunt.
Most importantly, Clifford James Birdsinger. We like to call him Prince Clifford. He has an entourage at all times. He came into the world with a bang and has changed all of our lives for the absolute best. Love little Clifford on so many levels.
So mom just kind of gave us a breakdown. She introduced us to Clifford, tell us what he likes, what he doesn't like, and she thinks he's going to be really excited to be in these wheels. Well, we're giving him a vet.
Not only a vet, but it is a black vet with red trimmings.
And we're going to decorate it. That was the rule they gave us in the briefing. You have to decorate or it's not a Go Baby Go car.
I know. I kind of want to hit up the decoration stand first so we can get all the good stuff. That's pretty much my role also as his aunt / PT consultant.
But not just an aunt. So this is a cool angle, is you look at things differently. You know, as a recent PT grad, when I walk on the metro around D.C., I look at how people walk. You can't unsee it. So now you get to look at Prince Clifford from a different angle at all times, not just his aunt.
Yeah, it's just a sweet blessing. I think the Lord had me in as a PT for a reason, to be Clifford's personal PT consultant.
And who do you work with primarily?
As far as patient population, I work at Children's Hospital.
That fits.
Yes, been there for 7 years, and I'd say 50% of my population is kind of sports orthopedic injuries, and the other is kind of everything else that falls into, you know, brain injuries, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome. So it's a sweet job that I get to work with so many different children. And
keeps you on your toes, keeps it interesting.
Absolutely. Never get bored in this job. It is something, that's why I loved PEDS, is because it was something that, you know, you're always doing physical therapy kind of undercover. It appears as if you're just playing
with them, yeah.
But it is not. You're, you know, I like to joke that I'm a child manipulator because it's like I need to get these children to do something, somehow make it fun. So.
All right, so now flip things over. Now you're not Prince Clifford's aunt right now. What are you thinking about as you look at this car? Because you're going to have to put a human being in this. So, you know, what are you thinking just in terms of looking at it? Because this is your first car built.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, when I feel like a couple things that I'm going to see. One, I think it's going to be important to give him seating and support. He is doing great with holding his head up. That's a big goal that they've been working on, but it's not consistent. And so he's going to need some strapping and some support that allows him to do something like reach, which is really difficult. You need that postural control.
Proximal stability, distal mobility, yeah.
Exactly, to have the ability to then maybe do something like reaching and just his whole body be able to like focus on a task. If he's kind of consumed with just holding building himself up. So giving him that support to be able to do something more distally with a reach.
And how are we making this go? This is called Go Baby Go, but the different drive systems or modifications are to the patient. How's this actually going to go? Is it going to be a gas pedal? What's it going
to
be?
That's still to be determined.
Prince Clifford's going to be in charge of that, right? What he is able to do.
And part of that is going to be just kind of looking at, once he's in the seating, I think what is going to be easiest for him. He's done, I think, with either foot or with a hand is something.
And the cool part about these, we're making these today. And nothing says, I mean, Dad Shane is over here in charge of power tools. Nothing says in 6 months, if the pedal's too easy, we move it to the hand. Or if the hand's too easy, we put it behind his head to keep his head up. So the cool thing is you can modify this, and we're not done today, but it's going to work today. But you can change it up, so that's going to be cool too.
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is about being PT, is kind of looking at each child differently. You can learn all you want in school and all what makes sense, but each child is different, and so this is what's fun, is just problem solving. So once we kind of get everything put together and, you know, put him in there, kind of talking with parents, and they know more than anything.
And now you're his aunt and you're a PT, but you're not necessarily his PT, but we have his PT. Catherine is here too, right?
Yes, again, I get to pick the best for him. So Catherine's wonderful. She's actually done Go Baby Go before and built a car, so she's great.
And we'll be checking in throughout the day as we are putting together this Corvette. So, all right, here with Dr. Cole Galloway, the guy behind the mini cars, I guess. This is cool. I've done single off builds, one off. I've never done a dozen at the same time, and that's a cool vibe in that room right now. We had to step outside because it was getting a little loud.
Yeah, this is a carapalooza. This is off the hook, and it gives me a vision of what this thing could really be. Marymount University and the partners and the exhibit hall folks that came together, they don't put stock in barriers. They put stock in moving forward, leaning forward, and I hope that folks in the medical model, in the political wings of D.C. understand you've got a force of good sitting right here. Come find us and listen to these people about how to go faster. In this nugget of fun is how to do science faster, how to do clinical and healthcare better. There's a lot of solutions under the hood of this.
That was what you stressed in your opening remarks, is you saw a problem and then found a solution. And you know what? There's 12 cars in there. We're going to need 12 different solutions because we've got 12 different kids.
And each one of those kids has a future that may become a little bit brighter when they're mobile. We know their cognition, language, and socialization is going to get a little bit better. But now, what's the next support we can provide for them? They're going to grow out of this car. And so it begs that forward-leaning question. Okay, you've done this. What more can we do in the medical model, in the academic model? There's PT students here being educated in a new model of a throwback to the Middle Ages. Let's do apprentice style. Yes, we need to be in the classroom, but the classroom needs to be in the community. We need to be drilling and thinking. That's why math matters. It's a lot.
It's got to be real world. That's what you had stressed on your previous episode with us, is we don't want to do pretend shopping in a pretend supermarket. I want to do real shopping in a real supermarket. I want you to get in this car and drive around, bang it into the wall here. I want you to play.
Yeah, fake is fake, and fake therapy is fake, and sitting behind a desk trying to learn manufacturing in a classroom is fake, and people get it. That's why everybody gravitates toward this. It's not me. It's this. It's real. It's really real. And hey, how about this? How about we take this mentality and go forward with the moms and the dads and the folks that have brain injuries as adults and think, well, what can Go Baby Go do for them? And those are the harness systems that we work with. I think that these cars can be scaled to redefine power wheelchairs for everybody. I think X Games and Red Bull, if you're out there, you need to help us change the culture from special needs, quote unquote, to adventure-seeking warriors. And we can all do that. And it's real. And by the way, we're all going to be some form of disability at some time in our life. And you better, let's get behind innovative stuff so that it helps you too. And that's that connection between, yes, these are for kids and yes, they're little, but the same mentality needs to be demanded of the entire medical model for adults. And that's our next step.
You mentioned that again, just alluding back to the previous episode. If it were you sitting somewhere as an adult and there was someone maybe who had an idea, but I just want to refine, I want to make it perfect. No, get it shipped, ship it, because I don't want to be sitting still anymore. And that's what we're doing today with 12 kids who are going to get to drive around. First of all, Corvettes and Range Rovers. I mean, come on, we're a high end distributor here. I like that.
Yeah, Chicks dig the cars. We got some kids and Vince, but every man needs his muscle car. And you can see, again, we're not like really sitting back and looking at a textbook. We're drilling in there. That's why you had to leave that room. There's lots
of people laughing and yelling. I was like, all right, good. We got that. All right, we'll check in with Cole Galloway later on as we are just kind of getting to the first half of these car builds. It's Go Baby Go at Marymount University. Am I interviewing you or are you interviewing me? Oh, this is going to come out much later. So are we painting the picture here? What's the scene? Jason Craig doing some Facebook Living.
We have at least half of the cars have got their power sorted out.
That's good.
So they've got their switches done. They've got their batteries connected. They're taping up all the electrical cabling. Actually, the Corvettes already have their wheels. So one of the teams learned that you have to lift the back end of the car up to test it, otherwise it drives off the table.
It will drive away, yes.
The Range Rovers, they've got to have their wheels put on, so that's where the crews are going to go next. And once we get the electrical done, get the wheels on, then it's time for seating.
And that's where rubber meets the road, that's where body meets the...
Butt meets plastic, really. But what we're going to do is, the families are here, so we're now going to start, when we get to the seating part, with the child for each car, using foam, using kickboards, using whatever we need to create the right car for the right child, then that's what's going to happen next.
It's coming up next as we move through the Go Baby Go build here at Marymount University. All right, so I want a student perspective of what's going on right now. I want you to paint a picture. Where are you right now? First, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Kate Cederholm.
And you? And you?
Michaela.
So tell everybody, when you go to school at Marymount University, what year are you?
I'm a second year.
Second year.
First year.
It's like your second week. I don't know if we can call you a first year yet. You haven't made it through the first month.
Negative first year?
Yeah, you're negative first year. So what are we doing and why are you here?
So we are working on cars. It's a little crazy in here.
It's a lot crazy. Yeah, I like it.
It's pretty hectic. Yeah. We're trying to just make sure everything's running smoothly and that the day's going well. So we're floating around each car.
Got about 30 or 40 Marymount PT students volunteering their time on this Saturday to help. And then each car has its own pit crew of like 6, 7, 8 people. So we've got a pretty full room. Right now. How's it feel for you? This is your first experience and taste at volunteering as a PT student doing something like this, right?
My first time. It feels awesome, though. I'm really excited. I want to build one next year.
Not ready yet. You got to jump in. Everybody's ready. It's not rocket science. What else do people need to know about Go Baby Go? What's one thing people should take away?
It's not something that you have to have this huge program to do. Anybody can do it, and you just need the car. You need to know exactly like how to build it, but it doesn't have to be this big program to do it. Anyone can join in, and anyone can help out and get a car for kids that want mobility and need more room to grow and move.
I think that's one thing we're highlighting. Marymount's doing it. I mean, this is a pretty monstrous occasion. I mean, Dr. Sky Donovan and Amy O'Malley and Jason Craig putting this together for a couple months, but you can just do a one-off car. Let's say you've got one. It's going to matter to that one kid. It's going to matter to that one person, so it's a big deal. Here today, we said, hey, well, let's put a little extra work and we'll have 12 come in and go out, and hopefully, my idea is, some of these 12 cars spins off and these people want to do this somewhere else at a community organization. Maybe we want to do it at Knights of Columbus or something like that somewhere else. You hit the nail on the head. What I was trying to get you to say is this: they're going to walk you right through it. The guys from Go Baby Go and Cole Galloway, who we just talked to, they've done the hard work of figuring out how the hell to do this. They just need people who care to bridge the gap, to find those patients who need it, and then make it. It's not rocket science. We're going to bang these 12 cars out in an afternoon, and 12 kids are going to be banging into walls and bruising up our sheetrock here at Marymount, and that's cool. We like that.
We're totally fine with holes in the wall by the end of the day.
We know where the holes in the wall come from if they're less than like knee height. We're like, I get it was probably from a Go Baby Go car, right?
Yep. As long as the kids are happy, that's what matters.
There we go. All right, we're checking in with some more students, and we're getting close to getting these Range Rovers and Corvettes on the road. How's Team Clifford doing right now? We're talking with Shane. Shane, how's Team Clifford doing? What are we looking like? Describe what the car looks like right now.
You know, I would have to say it would be an organized dishevelment.
It looks sharp, though. I mean, you've got the engine popped open. You got the seat out, so you can see the transmission. And by transmission, I mean a couple of wires into some sort of motor back there. But how's it been so far? I mean, this is the first car you've modified into a mobility device.
Yeah, so far we've connected a lot of wires. We're fixing to test the circuit, so it's about time to draw straws.
Who wants to be that guy, right?
Right, right. These guys are doing a great job. I can't say enough about this. The team building with the iPads.
Everything. So what Go Baby Go brought in terms of the setup, they took all the hard work kind of out of it. But how hard has it been? Scale from 0 to 10, 10 being absolutely impossible and 0 being real simple.
I would would say they've taken the guesswork out of it. I thought it was Shane-proof whenever I got here, but it's looking all right. We're doing okay.
Natalia, how we doing? How's things going? And it looks like it's actually becoming a car. You guys got wires and stuff. Do you know what all these wires do?
No.
Lots of colors?
I feel like this. I learned how to strip a wire. This test is about to come up, whether or not.
Hold on, we're about to push the button, and if the wheels spin, we know you've done all the wiring, right?
Yeah, circuit test.
So. Can we do that right now?
I think that's what's happening, right? Hey,
can we be rolling when you actually do that? I want to hear.
Let us know when we're doing the test.
I got a picture of Julie the first time we built this car. I got a picture of Julie Reese, like the actual look of like.
There she is.
I'm telling a story about her, and she's standing right behind me. I'm literally just telling the story. They're about to push the button, and I said, I got a picture of Julie when we literally pushed the button and it actually worked.
This is really dumb proof, if I can say stupid proof. Like, it's so well done. I had to do nothing about tools, about screws, about wires, and they've just, it's really says something about Go Baby Go of how much they can.
I think we're about to press the button, so hold on. So Shane, Team Shane, hold on a second. Thoughts going through your head, what do you think? What's going to happen when you press that big red button?
What is going to happen when I press it?
No one knows.
So worst is nothing happens. Yeah. Best is it runs over my foot, right?
Well, you got two. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Okay, here goes. One, two.
Oh. Hold on a second. Did we not have the switch on? All right, back to the drawing board. We got to figure out where the problem is. But the best part is you're not going to quit until this thing works. All right, so we're going to try it. We're plugging the button back in. Here we go. Team Clifford, hold on. Do we have success?
Okay.
Woo! So what happened? Let's tap. Let's test it one more time. Let's see if it moves. Shane, give it a tap. Give it a tap.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
You got it really. Is there any? I'm just wondering if there's any connection that's like.
Yeah.
Here, I got my foot.
All right, back over in Team Clifford's corner. Kim, how's things going? Kim, a student physical therapist here at Marymount University, putting together the Corvette for Prince Clifford, his royalty. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm. I would agree, yes.
How's it going? Harder, easier than you thought, or what?
Actually, going into it, I didn't really know what to expect with building a car because I've never done this before. I think our team's doing a really good job.
You're getting it done.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's working, and
wheels are spinning.
They are.
And then the important part, the tough part, is actually getting the car to match Clifford. We're going to have to make sure he is comfortable in it. So that part is still coming up. What are some surprises? What are some things you didn't know how to do a couple hours ago that you now know how to do mechanically?
Anything that dealt with the battery. I didn't know how to do that, but now I'm really good at stripping wires and putting them together.
Who knew? You come to PT school, you learn how to strip. Just one of the many things that you learn here at Marymount University. It sounds dirty when you put it out of context, but we're talking about, I mean, we're obviously not talking about that at all.
Obviously, yes.
And Prince Clifford taking a look at the car right now.
What do you think?
So what are your thoughts now that you're seeing the car kind of in its full glory, halfway assembled, and we know the wheels are spinning, and how do we think Prince Clifford's going to react to this?
I think he's going to like it. Clifford, what do you think?
He's still sleeping.
And he's a college football fan. He's not watching A&M this afternoon, so I'm sure that's hurting a little bit.
Our home on the internet is ptpintcast.com.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice warm Winterfest welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. bouncing around from table to table. Catherine back on with us, and you're kind of managing a couple different cars. And is everybody kind of along the same timeline, or is everybody kind of close, or what?
It seems to be the case, yeah. Good. It seems like everybody kind of has a different hiccup along the way, and then once that gets figured out.
No one wants to be competitive because it's all about the kids, but no one wants to be the last team to assemble their car.
Yeah.
Like, you have no problem if you're 11th out of 12. You just don't want to be 12th out of 12.
But they're all going to drive eventually anyway.
True. You got a bunch of PTs. You got a bunch of families in the room. Everybody is still working very hard. I know we've got the wheels spinning, at least. The button and the drivetrain is working here on Clifford's car, so that's good. And we had Clifford over here a minute ago. Then comes the all-important seating system. We're talking about that earlier. How do we get this to work for him and not the other way around? So we'll be coming up on that, and we'll be throwing some pictures up as well. And again, want to urge people to go online and just search for Go Baby Go, and they'll give you explanations on how to modify tons of different cars. And you can find these really easily, and you can get them on Amazon, and they get sent to you, and then they'll walk you right through it. So more from the Go Baby Go build here at Marymount University for the PT Pinecast. Here with Dr. Sky Donovan, child wrangler, professional, semi-professional Go Baby Go coordinator. And you've been working on this for a couple months, getting all these moving parts to move in unison, mostly, to get 12 cars being built at the exact same time. Is it 12 times as hard as one, or what?
It is, because I have to order more pizza.
Ooh, that's difficult. Yeah, people keep showing up. But I guess having a lot of volunteers is never a bad thing.
Oh, absolutely. I was having nightmares for the past week that I was going to have nobody show up, and it was going to be you and me standing here with 12 cars.
And I'm not that great with a drill.
So, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, the energy that is going on in that room just, you know, makes my heart sing. It's fantastic. People that I've never met before coming over here telling me how great this project is. They're getting to meet Cole. They're getting to meet families they haven't had the chance to interact with. It's just fantastic.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm on team Prince Clifford. I've been following him and his family throughout the other day.
Not that I have favorites, but, you know, they're Marymount grads. Clifford's the horse to follow.
He's the guy. Big blue eyes. And we're excited to see. There's that aha moment. If you've never done one of these, go online, go to YouTube, and see what it looks like for that aha moment. Because, yeah, building the car is really, really cool, but not for the kids. The kids want to use it. Parents are using drills and screwdrivers and wire strippers. Great, great, great. But when it's time to put the kid in it, and that moment when the kid taps the button and realizes, oh, I make this go.
Yeah, it's going to be almost like a two-phase day. We have everything going on now, and people have been really nice to me and said thank you, and this is a great event, but they really don't even know what's about to hit them yet. So give us another 45 minutes, and that's when they're going to really get the bang for their buck. And then we're going to be running after these kids.
They're going to be breaking some stuff around the hallways, putting some holes in sheetrock, but that's okay.
I bought some new paint, so I'm ready to get some dents in these holes, and it'll be all good.
Favorite part of the day so far, because you know the good stuff's coming up, but so far, what have you had a good time experiencing, even if you're just a fly on the wall?
My favorite part of the day is very selfish, is the little girl that I built my very first car for is here, and she's acting as an ambassador, so she drove in her car off the elevator, so that was amazing.
She's still using it.
She is, and she loves it, and you can tell that she is a lot more social, and she is a lot more aware of her surroundings than when I gave her the car, you know, a year ago. So that did it for me.
So it's not a one-shot deal. This thing keeps going.
You know, the train's going to drive itself, hopefully. I hope that my email inbox is flooded after this weekend.
How do you do it? How'd you do it? What's the procedure? And then I want to do it at my school or my, you know, Knights of Columbus somewhere in the U.S.
Well, all you really need to do is contact Go Baby Go. And since we're now a, you know, DMV, is that what the kids say around here? D.C., Maryland, Virginia?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We're a DMV site. So if you're local, you can contact us. But you can go on the Go Baby Go website and you can type in your zip code, and a coordinator who is local to your area is somebody that you can email, and then they will tell you what the steps are and the processes to get it set up in your school.
I think a lot of people, you know, listening, a lot of people not even listening, who are out there in the world, in the community, they would love to do something like this, but like, you know, I got a lot of energy, I just don't know what to do or how to do it. Cool. We've got the what and the how. Just find Go Baby Go.
Yeah, I mean, Cole is amazing and his team is amazing and they have laid it out step A through Z. I mean, literally all you have to do is have the desire. You'll be able to follow the steps and get it done. I mean, I don't know anything about cars. I have two children, but I don't, you know, we made it work here and it's gone gangbuster. So you just got to have the drive.
As Jason Craig would say, it's not rocket surgery.
It's not rocket surgery. All you got to do is know how to operate or drill. And even if you can't, you'll learn.
Figure it out. All right, more from Go Baby Go as we continue on with getting closer to what we call the hot lap in NASCAR, is when we really get to start putting the wheels and putting the foot down.
I like it. I'm going to be here with my checkered flag waving it during the hot lap.
So we're at Team Clifford's car right now, and they are they're pretty much just taking a look at, because he is on a ventilator. So right now, Dr. Jason Craig here, along with Kim, one of the student physical therapists from Marymount University. They're just trying to figure out, hey, on the back of this Corvette, there might be a place to put the ventilator. You guys talking about where to put some his vent to, so he can be mobile with that?
Yes, now we're at the seating part. So now the real fun begins for me, because the cars are built, and now we get to look at each individual child and what they need. So this little guy that we're working with has got a feeding pump. And so rather than the dad, it's no point giving the child mobility if the dad has to run beside him with a feeding
pump. With the pump, right.
And so what we're going to do is we're looking at the back of the Corvette that he's got. There is a spot which will fit perfectly for that feeding pump, but we want to make sure it's secure. And so now he's just gone to get changed and stuff. So when he comes back, we'll get the feeding pump on here. We'll see how we can attach it. And so he's going to be completely independent, which is probably going to be the first time ever for this child, because he's always had to have an adult to carry the feeding pump.
Following him around, pushing him around. He's just kind of riding along in his own life. He's 17 months old, so he's got to get moving to start to be stimulated a little bit.
And so, you know, that's the excitement with this one. There's another little boy that they're talking about trying to put a handrail in. It's a girl, actually. She's got a two-seater car, and we're going to put an armrest in between, because she tends to lean over to one side. So we're going to put that in, get some padding in there. And now it's really fun, because now the kids are going to be able to be, these are customized for each child. And that, for me, is where it really, that's where it takes off.
You can follow the instructions, and GoBabyGo has this, the iPads that we have here with literally just swipe left, do that step, swipe left. But now it comes to, all right, great. Now you got to go off the grid. You got to go off the reservation. This is where PT and OT come in. How do we make this work for this child? Because if it doesn't, it's just a car. Yeah. And I don't want a car. I want a mobility device for Clifford.
And that's something I was talking with another parent about, was there's a young boy here who doesn't, he uses his left hand fine. They're trying to get him to use his right hand. Now the therapeutic advancement of this is, how do we put something on the right side so it forces him to use that right hand so that the car will go? It's like a little boy we built a bike for. We put the on-off switch in the seat, and we needed him to stand for strengthening of his legs. And every time that he sat down, the bike stopped. So he had to learn to stand up and stay standing, otherwise the bike would stop.
Two, three sit-downs in, he realizes, oh, I got to stand. But it's not, hey, can you stand up? It's, if you don't stand, you don't go.
Pretty much. That's the way it goes. So it's therapy meets wonderful-looking cars.
I like it. And again, Clifford getting that black Corvette with the red racing stripes. You want to give me a check-in?
Yeah.
Where are we right now? What phase of the build are we here with Shane, dad of Team Clifford? Where are we standing?
The wonderful people with Team Clifford looks like they're about to put the hood down.
Hood's going down, yeah.
Clifford's in with the therapy dogs right now, but we're going to bring him in, kind of get him fitted into the seat, and see what modifications, if any, are going to be needed to accommodate his ventilator and his pulse ox machine.
To keep him be able to be mobile, so you don't have to follow him around. You want him to go by himself.
Absolutely.
And we know Clifford likes bright colors. We got a black Corvette with bright red wheels and lights and seat and steering wheel, but we got to get some decorations. I'm feeling the need for a specialized license plate. What would you put on a specialized license plate for Clifford if you had the chance?
Well, he's named after his grandfather, and his grandfather calls him CB2. Ooh. So he will be CB2 for his personalized license plate.
I like that a lot. We'll get a CB2 on there. What do you think his reaction is going to be? Who knows him better than his dad? What do you think he's going to react, or how he's going to react, or what's it going to look like when he touches that button and realizes he did that? He's in charge now.
He has a tendency for getting overstimulated whenever things are too good. So he'll probably close his eyes and we'll see. I know he's going to love it, though.
So I would ask if you're busy, but that's a rhetorical question. I'm here with Amy O'Malley. Amy, one of the people who put this together, this giant monumental build. 12 cars going on right now, and we're looking less than an hour to put the pedal to the metal right now.
I'm thinking we're going to do two separate heats for the cars that are already done. We're going to do lap one, and then the second ones can come in a little bit.
Drive fast, turn left, or are we going to let them go any direction they want?
You know what? I'm going to let them take the road the way they want to.
My dad, not a huge NASCAR fan, has said to get him to watch more NASCAR, he figures half the car should go clockwise and the other half should go counterclockwise. That would make things more exciting.
I think that might be a little dangerous, but it will really help our PT business, won't it?
It will. So how many of these builds have you been in on? Because you've been doing this for a little while.
Honestly, just the one.
Oh, really? But you've been working with patients who use the car. That's what I meant.
So about 2-3 years ago was when this idea got to my attention, and then we started trying to figure out a way to get to know Cole, and then thankfully Sky and Marymount came through, received a grant, asked me for a kid, and then we started speaking, and then things just start happening in strange ways. I ended up at meeting Cole here, and then I went to a build and met him there, and when I was there trying to learn how to build cars, I was pulled away and told that maybe I should try and host one because I like to throw parties, and I never got to build the car. Exactly. I never got to build the car, but by the end of the day, last Easter weekend, 2016, I had agreed to throw this without knowing what this was going to be.
I like that. You know, ask questions later.
Exactly. And then beg Marymount for support and to help us. So between Good Beginnings Therapy and Marymount University, we've pulled it off, the very first Build and Grow. And our theme is build a car, grow a community. One car for every kid.
I like it. So the 12 cars today, you kind of know most?
I know at least 50% of the kids.
Yeah. And that's got to be cool to be here. And it's not a car. I mean, everybody say, you know, Go Baby Go is, you know, people watch the videos, look at the pictures. It's how to build a car. But it's the who, not the what.
It's an expression of freedom. It's the first time these kids are going to get some independence to do the things that they're dreaming to do. And some of these children really, really want it and just don't have the bodies to support it. But now they have the external framework to do it.
I like that very much. I'm on Team Clifford. He's my guy.
Clifford's pretty rock star. Now, he's not one of my kids, but he's one of my new best friends.
I mean, can you get eyes bluer than that?
Seriously?
And eyelashes longer than that.
Kid.
Got him a Corvette, and we're pimping that out right now. And
a note about Clifford's build. It's the first time we at this team have built a car that also supports a ventilator.
Yeah, and we're going to do that.
It's going to be awesome.
Dr. Jason Craig from Marymount University was just walking me through that. Hey, on the back of this car, in between the bumper and the seat, there's a space, and we could probably put the feeding and the ventilator on there.
I honestly don't know how they're doing it. I haven't had a chance to look, but I'm thrilled.
My bet is they've never done it, and they're like, we're going to figure it out. We got duct tape.
Because that's who we are.
Right.
Bring it on, and we'll take care of it and figure it out.
PTs.
You got it.
We'll figure it out. All right, more with Amy O'Malley and the rest of the team here at Go Baby Go.
Agnes, where are you?
I'm right here.
Can you come give me a kiss?
No.
Okay, can I give you some love?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can give you a kiss.
Thank you. Can I have a kiss? Thank you. Now, can you say hi to Mr. Jimmy? What? Say hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Agnes.
Are you going to get a car today?
Yeah. I got a car.
Do you know that it's a Jeep? It's a Frozen Jeep, and it's just for you.
For me?
Yes. Are you excited to drive it?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to tell Mr. Jimmy?
Yeah.
What do you want to tell him?
Come
here. Agnes, can we take Mr. Jimmy to go meet your mommy and daddy? Oh, you're going to take him. Okay. Jimmy, he's originally from Marymount, and we just talked to Agnes a little bit. Could he talk to you a little bit?
Melissa, Agnes's mom, who is absolutely adorable, by the way.
Thank you.
So she's getting a Frozen Jeep, and she seems pretty excited about that.
Yes, I think it's going to be very exciting for her, yeah.
So what do you know about this program? Are you coming in where you have a lot of information, a little information, or what do you think is going on today?
Well, I have information from Amy, our PT, who's co-organizer of this event, and I actually went and read on the website as well about the program, how it started in Delaware, I believe, and yeah, trying to modify these cars so that kids who are differently abled are able to use them without being very equipment-y.
You nailed it. I mean, you said it right there, but we could use bigger words, but why? How do you think specifically, because a car's a car, but how do you think Agnes is going to react to being able to be mobile and be using that?
I hope very favorably. Honestly, I don't know. Agnes also has vision impairment, so I'm really curious to see how it will work with her.
So describe her vision impairment.
She has a diagnosis of cortical vision impairment because she had a bleed in her brain in the back left side. And she also, because of the hydrocephalus that she has, her optic nerves were damaged. So she's getting limited information in, and the information that she is getting is kind of jumbled and has a hard time processing it.
So if you were to say, how can she see, or how can she process visually, how would you describe it without using science terms? But
she can see to her left and a little bit to her front. She's bad with her lower field and to the right. We don't know exactly how far she can see right now, but she's starting to look at people's faces and look for objects, which is something that's great, and it's something that can improve over time, so we're hopeful.
Well, this is going to challenge that a lot because she's going to be moving and objects don't necessarily jump out of the way, or an object could jump in the way. So this is going to be a good challenge for her. That's what you want to keep doing, you know, for kids, especially as we're taught through PT schools. You need to keep challenging and keep improving to see the gains. But I mean, she doesn't seem very shy, so that's good. I feel like she's going to test this thing out pretty hard.
Yes, I think so. She definitely is spunky.
I'm eagerly looking forward to, I mean, all 12. I've just kind of talked to each of the families, and it's just a cool environment. And I want to see that aha moment when she pushes the pedal, and she realizes, oh, I'm doing this. I'm in charge now, which is really, really cool.
Yes, I'm very excited and very thankful for the opportunity.
I tell ya. How's things going?
Oh, a little hectic.
Where are we? If people can't see, they can't see. But what? Yeah. Describe what we're looking at.
So the car is put together.
And wow, and well done. Like it, you don't have any extra leftover parts like I usually do when I'm putting together IKEA furniture. Yeah.
So now the adaption part comes. So now we're trying to figure out like a seating device. And so now we're building kind of a skeleton with PVC pipe. And then kind of figuring out how it's going to be adapted from there. Just really making sure you like put the kid in there, see how they look. Because theoretically, it's one thing versus putting him in. So
I was going to say, earlier, you guys were going step by step with an iPad, and now the iPad's gone. Because now you're off the reservation. Yeah.
Solving and kind of figuring out what we need to do to make it custom for Clifford. And thankfully, people know how to cut PVC pipe, because that's not my expertise.
It's dangerous.
Kind of in unknown territory now, but
so you guys have an extra thing going on. Not only are you trying to fit, you know, the car to Clifford, Clifford to the car, you're trying to make sure he's mobile with getting his vent and his feeding pump with him to come with him in kind of, I guess, what you'd call the trunk or the back spoiler area of the Corvette.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to try to build just, I think we can just use some Velcro to kind of pull the pole socks, hold the pole socks on there. And then he does well for a couple hours off the vent. So I think we can probably do okay with not having the vent on there. But yeah, it's fun just making this special for him.
You're making it up. You're like, I got some duct tape. I got some Velcro. I got some PVC pipe. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a little crazy. Organized chaos, right?
I like it. All right, we'll check back in just before we get him on the road, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
And where are we right now in terms of the stage of getting things together?
So we're working on seating so that he can sit up straight and not fall over or fall out of the car. Are you participating in this, Clifford?
There's a lot of noise going on, a lot of stimulation going on.
So that, and I guess they'll put the little button on the front so he'll be able to push it and make the car go. So, yeah, I think at this point they're just working on the structure.
And how about what's going on right now in the front?
Oh, right now Dad is putting on a license plate that says CB2.
And why is that significant?
There is a CB1, and that is his grandfather, who is Clifford Birdsinger 1. And so, you know, kind of like RG3 for CB2.
I like CB2 way better.
Me too.
Right now, how would you describe Clifford? He's kind of, I mean, I think it's probably the stimulation you were mentioning before.
We've just come out in the hallway because it is a little bit loud in there. He's awake, but he shut his eyes. And so I think it's because his hearing is really good. So for most of us, we can process out all the ambient noise. But for him, it's, you know, just a little bit loud. So he closes his eyes. So then it's one less sense.
My question was, because I saw that, I kind of noticed that when I walked up to you a second ago. How do you think that's going to change when he gets his hand on that button?
Oh, you know what? If he hears that motor, I have a feeling his eyes are going to pop right open. That's what I hope is going to happen.
Because he's a dude.
Yeah. I bet if we were to push the motor right now, he knows that sound at home. Yeah, you like that, huh?
Well, once we get that seating system set for him and then all dialed up, we'll get him in the car and get him on this track and get him moving.
Yeah.
All right, we have a little guy in his car here, and we're trying to build some of his seating. Okay. And so I'm trying to figure out some neck support and head support using PVC pipe and a kickboard.
But I don't see you. There's no instruction manual anywhere. You just, where are you getting this from?
It's all in my head at the minute. We're just hoping that it works. Thanks for calling me out in front of the family.
No, what I mean is that's the whole idea. I was talking with Natalia earlier. As soon as you get past the how do you make the car go, and now we have to put the guy who it's for in it. Now it's you're off the reservation, and we're creating this.
Oh, we're well off the reservation.
And that looks like it works.
It looks like it. We'll put a little T-piece in there. If we can hold this bracket, we could pull that and we could put foam noodle across that if you wanted to. What we'll do is probably just, we'll just Velcro this on. And to put Velcro on here, that'll hold the kickboard in place. And then it's all trial and error.
highly scientific materials. We're doing a pool noodle, kickboard, and PVC pipe, but it works, and it's easy to manipulate. Clifford was sitting a little bit too far back in his chair, so we said, you know what, how do we push him up? And the answer was a PVC framework, pushing up on a kickboard, and it's kind of pivoting on a noodle. That's it, and that'll work.
And now we're going to work on a little five-point harness for him as well.
Because it's a Corvette. It's fast.
It's a Corvette. It is pretty quick. It goes all of 3 miles an hour.
I wonder where that is in scale miles an hour.
I don't know.
Faster.
Well, yeah, for him, you know, it's going to be pretty important.
So still kind of making up as we're going along, because, you know, each kid is different. And as he grows, he's gonna outgrow this particular harness system. We're going to have to change that a little bit. And the team, which started out as about five or six people, is now eight or nine people. As cars get done, there's people who figured out, hey, this is my first car build, and I was pretty good at building the seating system. You know what? I tried this on mine, and they're kind of suggesting things to do for other people's cars. So, and then of course the marriage of how to put the patient in the car. We've got PTs and OTs just kind of all just saying, hey, I'm seeing this. What do you think about that? So it's just a cool collaboration. And again, you can find more information about it. Just look up Go Baby Go. All right. Cole Galloway has got a really great setup online on how to get you started, whether you want to build one car, you want to have an event like Marymount, where we're doing a dozen in one day. We'll have some pictures available on the social media outlets at PT Pinecast. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but we got more than a couple cars taken off, and that kid is pumped. So slowly getting the cars off the tables and out of the pit crew onto the racetrack here at Marymount, and it's a cool vibe. I'd be lying if I was saying that there aren't more than a few tears happening when the parents, not of the kids, are just pumped, but the parents are very, very touched by what this means to their kids. And the extended family, too. You got moms and dads, you got grandparents, you got aunts and uncles, you got siblings. So I think people are starting to slowly grasp what this actually is, that it isn't about the car. It's not. It's about what it's going to bring to that kid. So more as I'm following Clifford, I'm on Team Clifford, we're going to get him set up and get him moving in his black Corvette. How are we doing?
We're doing great. We're trying Clifford in the seat to decide exactly how we want the support to be, and everything is looking really good so far.
Describe what this seating system actually looks like, what it's made of, and what why was it installed? What position was he lacking?
Okay, picture a black sports car.
Yeah.
With red wheels.
Uh-huh.
And now it has some red pool noodles covering PVC piping that are on either side of him, kind of straddling his trunk, and then a bright purple back seat right behind him to bring his head and trunk forward.
So it's kind of like he's in a NASCAR, because they have like the extra, it looks like you just built him a cool roll cage.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is to keep him upright, to help him from shifting to the side or kind of drifting over.
You really kind of pitched it with more of like a headrest to really make sure he's looking up.
That's the awesome part. We built like a rectangular frame that in the center of it has a pivoting headrest,
right,
so they can angle it as needed to help him be at the optimal position.
Yeah, and again, where was the instruction manual for this? I don't see it.
Oh, it was trial and error, my friend. A lot of things.
Yeah, but I mean, people come into this, and I've heard it throughout the day just from kind of eavesdropping, is people are like, I have no idea what to do, and they kind of look around like, no one's coming. You're it. And then 20 minutes later, they're like, all right, so what if we do this? Yeah, I don't know. Do that. Screw it up. Fail. And then be like, okay, it failed because of this. Let's just kind of erase it and do this instead.
Well, the nice thing is there are a couple people that have done this before. So I built a car before, and I think his name is Jason from Marymount.
Jason Craig, yep.
Yeah, he came and gave us the idea for the adjustable headrest. So it is nice to build off your experience, but I agree. A lot of it is just kind of coming up with it on the spot, which is fun because, you know, there's several different therapists here just working on this car, and two of us are from one facility and another one is from another facility, so it's just different minds all kind of working together to come up with the best design.
Where are we in terms of when we put them in there so we can get them to jam on this button to get that car to move?
We are pretty close. We need to attach the lateral rails to the front of the car, and then get the Big Mac switch installed on the steering wheel.
And the Big Mac switch is just a big, big button.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That makes it go.
Yes. It's about like a 5-inch diameter. Usually it's a red circle, but they changed the color to yellow so that it stood out and had some visual contrast for him to be able to activate.
Another modification.
Yes.
Not cookie cutter.
Exactly. It could. I mean, it certainly would have matched the car to be red, but that way it stands out a little bit more for him to want to activate.
I want it to work for Prince Clifford. I don't want it just to look cute. here with Jason Craig. When we started this, we had a room full of parts all over the place, and now we've got a room full of cars, and some of the cars have even driven their way out of here. So we're kind of just wrapping this thing up, and 12 builds in one day, that's a lot.
It is a lot. We've got six cars have gone. We have six cars that we're still working on the seating. I'm just making sure that they're custom built for each of the children. And yeah, the place looks a mess.
So we threw a party here.
We did throw a party here. But there are 12 families that are going home today with a brand new lease of life. One little guy that we just finished his car. He has a piece of equipment that has to go with him. So we just mounted that onto the car. So now he is completely independent, which is pretty awesome.
Team Clifford.
Team Clifford. We actually had another family that even stopped by, heard about the event, stopped by, and we're hoping that over the next few weeks we'll be able to bring them in, do an assessment on their child, and build a car for them.
Yeah, so you can check out more information about this. We're going to have some info in the Chaser online at ptpinecast.com, but I really encourage you just go online, just Google Go Baby Go and see what they have to offer in terms of their plans. They got the stuff up on the website for the University of Delaware. Just see if you were inspired at all by hearing this or seeing some of the pictures online of having your own event. And I think it's definitely something that you should try to be a part of and just experience what it feels like to really see these things in motion. And once you see the kid that you're building the car for, push that button and start to take off, you understand exactly why it was done. So how do we feel about the day? How do we feel about the build? How's Team Clifford doing?
You know, we've had a great time. There have been some great people out here. We've absolutely enjoyed the spirit of loving service. And you got some smart folks here, too.
Who'd have knew?
I know, right? No, we're just along for the ride. We've had a great time this morning and this afternoon. This boy is feels pretty pampered, and he can't wait to get in his specialized, customized Corvette.
Looking forward to seeing not even just today, because I think today is like the one where everybody wants to be there for the moment. I want, you know, 2-3 weeks or 2-3 months from now, when he kind of knows, when he hears that sound of that car, it's time to get in it and he can move around. That's what I want. I hope he's real comfortable in it and wants to use it.
Yeah, once the synapses start synapsing and he puts it together, he's going to have a blast. I know he's going to get a lot of use and enjoyment out of that.
All right, so we are we're pretty much done. We're wrapping things up here at Go Baby Go, the Dirty Dozen car build. And Sky, what were your thoughts for today? What were your expectations going in? Because you put this damn thing together, and it's a lot of moving parts. So what did you expect versus what actually went down?
What I expected was not at all what happened, which, you know, that's always a great happenstance. I thought that we would actually get through the seating a little bit more quickly because we have a bunch of physical therapists that are here. But I think that some of those physical therapists are wanting to really give this kid a car that will last for the rest of their lives. So we've been having to do a little bit of coercion to say, we want to see how this works for them for the next couple of weeks. So we had a lot of happy kids. We have had a lot of happy parents and grandparents. So that has been phenomenal. And I think we've made some new friends. And, you know, I am really excited that we also had a total malfunction where a door got ripped off of the car, not of my university.
Right.
Door got ripped off of the car because we were playing too hard with it. So we put that one in the shop. So we'll fix that up and send that back to our little darling that needs it back. But all in all, it was a really good day.
Yeah, I think the more people that can come to an event like this can go and kind of sing its praises elsewhere, maybe start their own. So maybe one person from here will have their own event with one car or maybe more than one car. And that's kind of how an idea like this really spreads and kind of gets out there. And Cole being here was awesome. Oh, the guy who, you know, came up with the ideas, being here is awesome.
Right. To be sitting next to the creator and him working with physical therapists and with the family to say, hey, why don't we try this and let's do this for a seating modification. You know, you can't put a price on that. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Going to have some more pictures and maybe some videos up at ptpinecast.com. Just click on the blog section for the Chaser, and we'll get you to be able to take a look at what actually happened here today, which I think is cool. So for Marymount University, for Go Baby Go, this is the PT Pinecast.
Get every episode we release delivered fresh right to you. Subscribe to the PT Pinecast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, and never miss an ice cold episode.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.